Yeah, there's the birthday boy from yesterday. Elton John celebrated his birthday yesterday, 73. We had a bit of discussion about that, didn't we, PJ, to be fair?
We did, yeah.
He got a lot of attention, probably more attention than most of the birthdays get, Elton John did.
But we went on not about him for ages. we went on the search to see what was so special about him. Turns out he is quite an accomplished bit of a diva.
Turns around he's been around since the Stone Age.
But he's still a diva nonetheless, I think it's fair to say.
Absolutely. Anyway, Elton John and Crocodile Rock to start us off. Welcome along, folks. Almost 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve.
Hey.
Although, I have to confess, none of that has quite the same impact it used to have back in the day as your weeks blend into your weekends and back out again.
There's
a part of me, actually, I cannot believe I'm about to say this, but a part of me quite enjoys coming back to work on a Monday.
Oh, yeah. Now you know how I feel all the time, coming into a not you on a Monday.
It's gone very weird. I don't know. It's strange. I don't know. Anyway, listen, whatever it is.
And you won't even be allowed in now until late next Monday.
I know, yeah. That's very strange. Actually, Garrett in Limerick has been on already to say, happy Thursday, lads. Are you looking forward to your lie-in next week? The jury's out for me, Garrett.
Yeah,
I have to
not
say.
Really. It's something. It's different, but it makes no difference. I'll just be going to bed a little later. It'd be exactly the same. It makes no difference at all.
No, I know it all sort of should just slot into place. I don't know, Garrett. As regular listeners to this show know, I'm not great with change, really, am I?
Yeah. I think we're all finding out we're not as happy with change as we thought we might be. That's for sure.
I'd be quite happy for the status quo to roll on, Garrett. But anyway, look, decision has been made. It is only a temporary measure while this madness is going on. So, it kicks in from Monday. We'll be starting at 8 a.m. But the promise is that if you're an early riser, if you're with us now, and you still fancy a bit of a fix of PJ and Jim in the morning, the Classic Hits Bits, that app, they've promised that basically that PJ and Jim will be on that between 6 and 8 every morning. So the Classic Hits Bits app. It's the same as app, isn't it? It's just you choose which one you're listening to live or thing, is it?
You think, the way it works? You think I'd know that.
I should
and
probably
explore
that.
Me on the app
that.
At the moment and I can't see it.
Can you find it?
No. But it's on there somewhere.
Trust us. Somebody out there knows what's going on.
Oh, jeepers, there it is. You can hear it now.
There's
that's
it working.
Talk. That's... How are we talking to ourselves now? Oh, now I'm it off. There you go, now.
So that's how you get it. Classic Hits Bits app between 6 and 8 from Monday if you need to hear a bit of PJ and Jim. And then 8 o'clock live right through until midday. You can get us. That's what we'll be doing. That's the plan. I don't know. Are you a bit indifferent about it as well, yeah?
Well, it makes literally no difference.
Yeah.
Going to bed 2 hours later and getting up 2 hours later. It makes literally no difference at all.
Are you not going to get up at the same time and go for a run and do a bit of...
Yeah, of course, yeah. And I'm going to learn to cook and I'm going, yeah.
I'm thinking of getting up, having, getting a lot of work done.
Yeah.
Early doors.
Of course you are, yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's more chance of me turning my hands into feet than there is me doing that.
Anyway, we don't have to worry about it yet. It's not until Monday, so you have us right now. Make the most of us. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Birthday's on the way. I've got a good proposition for you. Right, I'm going to give you two very clear-cut chances to win yourself. Well, not a day off. We haven't decided what you're winning.
I think we have decided, haven't we?
What have we decided?
A financial prize at your cost.
Absolutely, certainly not. In this time of financial... squeeze and all.
Exactly.
I mean, I couldn't possibly be giving you money, for God's sake.
You're so selfish just not giving me your money.
Always like that tune, I have to say. Dr. Alban, Sing Hallelujah here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 6:15 on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 26th of March. About to get stuck into the birthdays. Right, and here's what I have for you, PJ. Okay, I've got 4 official birthdays in the normal sense for you to have a bash at.
Yeah.
4 people I think you'll knock a bit of crack out of. And then I've got a one-shot deal of 3 others, right?
Oh.
I'll explain
when
we get there, right? But by the way, we are on the lookout for a new prize for PJ for this, right? He doesn't want a day off.
Cash.
This emergency, this crisis, this being at home thing.
Yeah.
It's not working for him.
He wants money.
So he wants something else.
Money.
Now, Magic Mike and myself have point blankly refused to give him our money.
Ridiculous.
That's never going to happen.
Absolutely.
So we need some other incentive. Or forfeit, whatever you like. 087-188-0008. If you want to make a suggestion, think something that PJ would appreciate, that is within the realms of our power to grant, You can get us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Right, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Got to start with another singing diva. I don't know if she's quite in the realms of Elton John, but Diana Ross.
Oh my God, yeah.
Celebrating her birthday today.
Diana Ross is a proper legend.
Yeah.
Chain reaction, carry on all over the gaff.
Absolutely. The Supremes, wasn't it, Diana Ross and the Supremes?
Well,
early doors.
I don't know. That was a little bit before my time now. But I do remember when Chain Reaction came out. Remember that like yesterday?
Yeah. Isn't that a dirty song?
Is it?
I think when you dig down into the lyrics, I think it does become a dirty song.
Oh yeah, you do, you do.
So I think so. I think I vaguely remember that being a bit dirty.
Yeah, it's all about putting the things in the and the wiggling your things.
I think I heard a rumor. Just be involved in lots of dirty carry on.
I'll be goggling the lyrics of that one. So I will to see what sort of carry on Diana Ross is up to.
Yeah.
Right, so Diana Ross, she's a proper sort of soul sister legend of the day. I'm going to say she ain't young anymore.
No.
I see 77.
Oh my God, it was almost the perfect start. 76.
Ah, okay.
76, not bad at all. Right, going to stay with the music. Steve Tyler celebrating his birthday today. Mr. Aerosmith.
He's mad the way he grew up to be a bit of an old woman. Do you ever see the character, the way he really looks like an old woman at the moment? A real old bingo woman he looks like.
Yeah, he looks like your mate, the dirty old woman.
He looks like I just after winning me scarf last night there. He is a collection of old head scarves. So I'd say, like, all he needs is one of those little wheelie trolleys to pull around behind himself when he's got the incomplete outfit finished.
Yeah.
He's
There's also a bang of Mick Jagger off him as well, isn't there?
Mick Jagger.
If him and Mick Jagger showed up at a bingo session.
I'm sure they have.
With a pair of scarves on.
Yeah, I know.
They'd fit right in.
I know, and he famously, Steve Tyler has that story as well, where he was so out of his mind on cocaine, and they were on tour. He didn't know when it was. He hadn't clue what was going on around him. He went completely bats on the cocaine. And they used to do the same shots, same lineup of songs every night.
Yeah.
And one night he says, look, tonight we're going to play the first song we'd normally do. Or the last song, we're going to play it first.
Where this is going.
Yeah, yeah.
So they played what would normally be their last song first.
They played it first and they were going to swap them over because they thought they were starting too big enough, you know.
Yeah.
So they were at Grant. So they went out, they played that song. And he goes, good night, everybody, you've been wonderful. And they couldn't find him. He ran off the stage. He was convinced he'd finished the whole show.
Oh, man, he was notorious for the old marching powder, wasn't he?
Notorious.
Shocking.
He laughs at it himself nowadays. I'm going to say he's about, I'm going to say he's like 61.
72, man.
You're joking.
No, 72. He's in proper Mick Jagger realms.
I'm blown away.
Yeah,
I did not
Steve
see
Tyler.
That coming, yeah.
And it's not as though you could say he lived an easy life.
No.
That it doesn't show on his face.
It's no wonder he looks like a bingo hauler.
Right,
most of them look grand. Now he's much worse now. He's actually lucky he looks like a bingo hall lady.
He's getting away with it.
Yeah.
Right, what about Keira Knightley?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a Keira Knightley fan?
I like Keira Knightley.
A lot of people are obsessed with her. A lot of people are obsessed with her lovely head.
She does all her movies are good. And she gets some trolling. Oh, she was one of the originals. The first celebrity. Oh, what was that there? Listening to me voice just went like that. One of the first.
You're slipping into your Steve Tyler's.
Yeah, she was one of the first celebrities to speak out about the whole being trolled online and what did I do wrong and why am I being attacked?
Why is she? Why was she?
I don't know.
Surely she's perfect girl next door.
Maybe that's
doesn't
what annoys.
Do anybody any harm.
That's probably what annoys people. That's what annoys people.
You're not allowed to be nice now, no?
No, look at you bleeding, being sound and all. What a tosser. As if that doesn't even come naturally.
I tell you, it's no wonder I'm afraid of my life at Twitter. It's no wonder I'm afraid of my life of everything.
Oh, I've quit me Twitter now while we're going through the global pandemic. I've got rid of it.
Right.
Too much negative.
Too much negativity.
And too much old lies going on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, too much what the hell.
And people, the celebrities telling us they know better. When they knew it's time for the lockdown. I asked myself in the mirror there this morning. And he says it's lockdown. Ignore the experts. What did they know? No one's ever kicked them in the face.
Can we get back to Keira Knightley?
Sorry, yes. I got to say, Keira Knightley is...
one of the highest paid actresses in Hollywood, by the way. I was surprised by that.
And she's not that old. 42.
She's only 35.
Wow.
35.
Fair play. That's great.
Fair play, that's right. And now we're going to finish on a sporting one. The man who many people think is the reason that the Premiership and all that sort of stuff finally came to its senses and started shutting down games and all that sort of stuff. Mikel Arteta.
Oh, yeah. Well,
when he was actually diagnosed with the COVID-19.
I was just going to say, because he caught the old corona.
Yeah, they reckon him getting it was one of the things that massively influenced the powers that be to say, yeah, right, actually, come on.
They were going on. It's grand, keep playing. And then all of Arsenal had to go into their own sort of lockdown.
Yeah.
And that was it then. And then he asked Jurgen Klopp, sure, do you remember?
And he lost his mind.
In fairness to him, he didn't go, I think we should not go into a lockdown. He said, I'm a sports personality.
Yeah.
I don't get an opinion. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and I think it was the beginning of that.
I still think he was a bit harsh on that reporter, to be honest with you. I mean, your man was just asking him about like how it might affect them winning the title.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't
ask me about, you know, medical things.
Yeah, well, and a bit of hope now they won't win the title either. I mean, it might be the shining light.
Actually, I've just realised here, I'm going to have to work this one out. They forgot to put Mikel Arteta's age. This could be a good opportunity for you to...
Well, jeepers, right. Well, he's a young enough man.
To make up anything you want. Let me see if I can find it now.
He's a young enough man anyway. I take a stab, he's sort of in
his... I have to work it out. Go on, yeah, you go ahead while I'm working it out.
If you... Wikipedia... Oh, shit, you never... You can't trust Wikipedia. He's 52.
No, he's 38.
I should have known. I know, he doesn't even look remotely like them.
I'll have to work... Anyway, he's not 52. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, for God's sake.
Right, but here's your chance, right? This is it. This is a one-shot deal, right? A one-shot mulligan for you. Okay, I've three actors, okay, all celebrating significant birthdays.
Okay.
All different ones, right? I'm going to get rid of this because this could work very well for you, PJ.
Oh,
this
could be, you get a three in one.
This could be our
moment.
This is your three in one, right? Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So, the significant birthdays of Jennifer Grey, Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner.
Yes.
Dirty Dancing. Martin Short, the bloke that's on tour with Steve Martin at the moment, Three Amigos, Father of the Bride, all that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy actor. And James Caan, legendary Godfather, you know, in the Godfather movies.
Yeah.
What else was he? He was in other stuff,
and
right?
And they're all the same age.
No. Oh. They all celebrate different significant birthdays.
Okay, well.
So all you got to do is give me all three.
Jennifer Grey is 50. Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to tell you? Tell me all. I'll tell you all at the end.
Jennifer Grey is 50. Martin Short. He's 70. And who's what?
And James Caan.
What one is he now?
He's the man from The Godfather, and
he's 80.
PJ Gallagher. You got two of the three.
Ah, you fat-headed
Martin
man.
Short is 70. James Caan is 80, but Jennifer Grey is 60.
She is not.
She is so. Nobody puts Baby in the corner
anymore.
Well,
how was I supposed to know after the nose job?
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim waking up happy weekday mornings. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. It's 6:31. How are you this morning?
Grand show.
What is the story with this weather?
What?
I mean, it's glorious.
It's fabulous. Of course it is.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this is just the ultimate kick in the cajunas.
It's like you know, when you do the junior cert or the leaving cert.
Yeah.
Those days, the sun is always splitting the scones outside.
Don't get me wrong. I know people are still allowed to go out and have a bit of a walk. But you know what I mean? In terms of properly enjoying good weather.
Well, I mean,
when everybody's saying to you, stay at home.
Stay at home. Yeah, well, I mean, normally you'd enjoy good weather, you know, in a certain type of garden with a little fizzy in your hand.
Well, exactly. You know? That's exactly where I'm going
that's
with that.
That's been taken away from us. That's all gone.
It's amazing how Tara was able to read my mind there.
Well, you can sit
great minds think alike.
You can sit in your front garden with your own one, I suppose.
Well, back garden. You don't want to be sitting in your front garden where people can see you.
I saw this.
I think you're
mixing
online
with other people.
No, did you see online there was a photograph taken of a street apparently in the Dublin 8 area?
Ah, that was brilliant. Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Brilliant.
And so I'm thinking of doing maybe
I
a little
didn't
bit
see
of
that. What was it?
It's all the neighbours. It was a little row of terraced houses very close together.
Right.
And all the neighbours came out.
Not closer than 2 metres.
Not closer than 2 metres.
Literally the width of a house apart.
The width
apart.
Of a house apart. And all the neighbours came out and sat on stools in the front with their cup of tea or with their little fizzy.
Brilliant.
And they all just chatted.
It was like a street party where everybody was just suitably
sitting
distanced
on their own.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a mix between a street party and the disco back in 1985 when men used to stand on one side and the girls on the other, backs against the wall. It was a bit
that's,
like
you
that.
You know, that's what PJ is hoping for. for when all this is over. He's hoping that we're going to have, you know, those, remember in the war you used to see those images of they'd put all the tables down the middle of the road.
Oh yeah,
they'd all come out and have one big giant street party.
Yeah,
PJ's hoping that so he can do as a we'll meet again.
Oh, string the bunting out, yeah.
Aren't you? No. That's what you're looking forward to.
Well, maybe you know, maybe in.
What do you wanna make us eyes at me for?
Tell you the good old days, what?
You can't wait to bring them back, PJ, can you?
Oh, jeepers. This is the last thing I want. I'll stay in isolation. I'm going to stay in isolation for about 6 months longer than everybody
good.
Else.
Good.
Yeah, the look of love from ABC and the new Radicals. You get what you give just ahead of that. 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Morning, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thursday, 26th of March, Friday's Eve. Loads on in on the old WhatsApp, PJ, 087-188-0008. Various selection of goodies.
All kinds of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, there's various suggestions about what potentially your prize could be.
Oh, yeah.
If you
I imagine they're not all very complimentary, though.
Well, no, a lot of them. I mean, some of them, I mean, obviously we're not going to pay any attention to whatsoever because, you know, one or two people suggested that you winning on the birthdays, right, if you did manage to get three right,
yeah,
that you should somehow have the power to issue a forfeit to either myself or Mike.
That's not a bad idea, yeah.
Or Tara. Now, naturally, you know, we had a meeting and that was voted down.
Of course it was, yeah.
It was voted down 3-0. In fact, you know, you didn't even vote in it. It was extraordinary.
I didn't abstain from the vote.
No, we didn't consult you.
Yeah, so, yeah. This so is a gerrymandered state.
So we voted that down, obviously. You can't. We refuse to hand over the power of forfeit
outrageous,
to you.
Right.
That'd be shocking. Anyway, some of the other suggestions that came in. Let me see. Pardy was suggesting that you be given a night of Smiddix in Cashman's Pub in Cork.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? They don't sell it.
What?
They don't, no.
Oh.
It's the only place.
See, Pardy, you can't even do a man a good turn.
That's why I have a different one when I go down there. Yeah, yeah, they don't do it.
Eric in Limerick suggested maybe you do a day on.
Well, you cheeky bugger. Outrageous, that'd be a cheeky bugger, yeah.
God, if he gets a run, maybe he'd do a day's work, wouldn't he?
Not unbelievable, Neil. I swear to God. Maybe I get to call up to your gaff and give you a wedgie. How about that?
It's Dan in Cork. Jim, I think the prize should be a Simply Red CD.
Oh my God.
Or a UB40 perhaps.
Oh, here, what was the previous one again?
Now here's a potential. Toilet paper, according to Martin in Galway, worth more than gold these days.
I think we've caught up with the old Jack's roll though, haven't we, in Ireland?
We're back okay again. The hijacking is off, is
the
it?
The hijacking, yeah. So I think we can just about manage.
Yeah.
Did you see your man? There's a brilliant video going around of this American fella, and he's done the maths on the people who hoarded the toilet roll.
Right.
And he's done the maths on the average stockpiler and how long it will take them to get through the Jack's roll. It's brilliant.
How many lifetimes is it?
Oh, I think it takes... He said you'd need to... Well, he's counted how many poos and everything. So he's done it down that if you did 3 poos a day, which is excessive.
If you do 3 poos a day, you probably need to go and see somebody, do you?
Yeah, I think, but he said
that's
the average stockpiler, if that could do 3 poos a day, would take 688 months or something like that to get through the amount of Jack's roll.
Ridiculous.
I have to find it because it's an amazing video.
They're illegally selling it, I guarantee you. They're in back alleys everywhere.
Well, some of it will never see a back alley because it'll never last. It'll be biodegraded by the time it gets to that stage.
Kecko was on, this is Keith Collins. Kecko was on to say, I should give myself a day off if you get a hat trick.
He gives him, okay.
I like the logic.
I like that. This is something we always wanted to get other people involved in the victories of the birthdays.
Yeah.
You have me obsessed now with trying to find a man.
I'm just looking at this one. Is this... Yeah, okay. Pat the Plaster has an interesting one. Morning, lads. Pat the Plaster here. I know PJ hated leaving his beard grow when he was doing Young Offender, so I think he should leave his beard grow until he gets the birthdays right. So, your prize would be you're allowed to have a shave. That's a spectacularly good idea, Pat the Plaster.
What do you mean? I could have a shave anytime.
No, but this is it. So basically, to encourage you to get them right or to put your efforts in, you shouldn't be allowed shave except on the days that you get all 3 birthdays right.
Except on the days... Oh, my God. Can you imagine me at the end of this? Can you actually imagine the state of me at the end of this if that was the case? I'm already, I can't believe I can't give myself a haircut or get a haircut. And I'm starting to look like a bit of a woolly head.
Give yourself a haircut.
No, you're a joke. I mean going to a
come on, PJ,
a barber.
Look, seriously. Give it, look, you can't, you'll be fine. Nobody will notice. Look at your head, for God's sake.
This is it now. He's been trying to make it sound like a good thing. You know he's going to say, if you get three birthdays right, you get to give yourself a haircut. As if that's not for his enjoyment. I think I'm going to have to shave
it
all
off. I like
that.
I do like that suggestion from Pa the Plaster.
You do?
Yeah. You wouldn't be allowed to shave unless you got three birthdays right.
How is that?
Then we could have a ceremonial shave. God, imagine the relief. Imagine the joy you'd have.
No. I know. Well, yeah, how about you do and I get to give you a shave every time?
Are you seriously going to... I think I'm going to let you near my face with a blade during a pandemic.
Oh, yeah. The old social distance would be a bit breached, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Also, we're getting a bit of stick. Navin Mann and... A couple of others have been on, getting a bit of stick, calling us turncoats, PJ.
Rudno.
Because we're being forced to do the show from 8 to 12.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, it was put to the public vote.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, went out there on social media, and just because a lot of people aren't getting up as early as they used to, the majority had its say.
Hey, unfortunately, for you, but yeah, the majority spoke, so we're going 8 till 12. Not temporary. Yes, temporary.
Yeah,
not full time.
No, just temporary.
Just till we get to the end of the madness, that's all.
Exactly. So that's the plan. And as we did say, you can check out Classic Hits Bits, because PJ and Jim will be on between 6 and 8 on Classic Hits Bits, which Magic Mike has found. I know you struggled with it.
I know it's back. It's out.
It's on our website, is it? But it's also on the app, the Irish Radio app.
The Radio Player app.
Radio Player app.
Yeah, it's on that as well. See, that's where you can get Classic Hits Bits.
Exactly, yeah, if you're stuck. Anyway, listen, today, what have we got for you today? Well, we've got the continuation of the All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz. Meath still top of the table with a score of 9. So we need somebody from other than Meath, Dublin and Galway.
Yeah, anyone else? Cork, you can do it. Get in there, get a good score.
You can have a go with that. We'll have the hit bit on the way in about an hour's time. It's 580, is it 580 today?
580 quid, yep.
580 quid, and then who knows what else we managed to squeeze in along the way.
I want to get to the man, because I'm too curious. I'm going to try and get to the bottom of the stockpiling toilet roll sums.
You're going to get to the bottom of it.
I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Very appropriate indeed.
Don't worry, I will crack this case.
Yeah, Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with BJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 26th of March, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form. Welcome along if you're just joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hitbit on the way this hour. €580 to play for in a little while. We'll give you more details of that. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to get in touch. Now, about to follow up on that story that PJ was talking about, the man he found, okay, in relation to the toilet roll usage and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, naturally, obviously, we try to make sure that everything we do on the show has an air of professionalism about it.
Of course we do.
You know what I mean? Naturally, we try and support
it all. This is a professional outfit.
All the production elements that you'd imagine would go into a massive show like this.
Where are you going with this? I don't trust you. Hey.
So anyway, we're thinking what would be appropriate music. I found this, obviously.
We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose. And we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay. 'Cause we all know who brightens up our holiday. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, small and brown, he comes from you.
Sit on the toilet, here he comes,
squeezing tween your festive buns.
You see, now I was going to go with that for two reasons.
It's a bit too Christmassy now, I'm
I was just going to say, I was going to go with it because, one, it would annoy you that it was Christmassy.
It's, of course,
it is about a poo. All right. But, I mean, to be honest with you, it would be quite annoying to consistently listen to that. So I think what we'll go with is this, right? I think this is kind of more appropriate. You know why I've chosen this?
Oh my God, is this hot chocolate?
No. It's a Barry White. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about. It's about a Barry White.
There you go.
It's about multiple Barry Whites, in your opinion.
It is. Well, we were just talking earlier. I was telling you about this video and I couldn't find the details of it. Well, I have them. So it's this guy and he's a maths teacher, right?
Yeah.
And he has a daughter called Naomi, and he said his daughter was constantly always saying to him, when are we ever going to need mats in real life? I mean, when is it ever going to be actually useful?
Yeah. We've all been that soldier. Every time you had to do algebra in school or something, you were like, I'm never going to use this.
I still can't figure that one out. I still can't figure out why we're putting letters in numbers and pretending that it's it means nothing. I'm sorry, I'll never figure that one out. So what he did then was, when this started, and all the stockpiling and all that, you know, that nonsense, all those ticks, went into the shop and decided to take everything and all.
Hoarders.
Yeah, yeah. So all the selfish ticks ran into the shop and just grabbed everything they could. So now, he's saying, he's done the sums on the toilet roll.
Right.
Because they're having big trouble with this in America at the moment. We're over our lunatic bit, thankfully. So he's done the sums based on a 30-pack of toilet roll. You know those, the jumbo packs?
Huge jobs.
Yeah, because one person, there was a famous picture of one person with four of them in their shopping trolley, rammed in. Four 30-packs, right? So here it is. Here's how long a 30-pack of toilet roll can last any one person. So he estimates that 20 sheets is commonly used each time you do your business.
Right.
When you go into the toilet, right?
You're very white.
So that means that each pack of 30 rolls would have enough for 630, like, it's 30 rolls, 425 sheets per roll, 12,750 sheets per case, 20 sheets per poo, 637 and a half poos is what you get out of a 30 pack.
Wow.
637.
Which?
And a half.
Which for the average person could be, that could be 2 years worth of toilet roll.
Well, here's the thing, right?
He worked it out of three a day, did he?
Yeah, he did. Which is, you know, you'd be pushing them out now.
Oh my God, Jeebers,
you'd be famous.
I think you need to think long and hard about your diet you're doing three a day, unless you've got an issue.
I don't know.
But you use it as a spa treatment.
Stop.
Just
that.
To sort of put yourself into further isolation, you do.
You're unbelievable.
You like your little room.
I do like my little room. Mm. I'm going to get the Netflix and all in it soon, I think. So just to talk about the person who grabbed the four cases of Torgy, right?
Right.
So, for a family of four, here's how that works. If they'd have to have 182 poos a day in 2 weeks to get through that amount of toilet roll.
In a fortnight?
In 2 weeks, which is the sort of estimated thing, which the 2 weeks is very ambitious. But that I don't know, I'm not a doctor. I'm no more qualified to speak about pandemics than Conor McGregor. He does it, so I will. So I'm going to say, you'd be doing well in any family to bang out 182 poos.
Yeah.
All of which goes
to prove your original point, it was ridiculous. And it was stupidity and it was selfish and it was all that sort of stuff
Because
there was no logic behind it.
So here's the thing. We have a calculator that tells you exactly how long the toilet paper in your house will last.
Excellent. So now you can approach this from a scientific perspective. So in other words, if somebody challenges you in a queue, you can say, excuse me, here's the formula, I've worked it out.
Well, I tell you now, I have one unopened roll and I bought a 12 pack yesterday. For the house, right?
12-pack?
You know, there's not...
That's ambitious for you, PJ.
Oh, no, hold on. It's three, it's six, it's nine. I beg your pardon, it's a nine-pack.
Nine-pack, that's more your style.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. So now I have to readjust this. So
right.
A nine, and the calculator. You have to do it with your hands, and I'm not very good with my hands. Oh, God, look at this.
This says a lot. A man is talking about toilet paper who's just said he's not very good with his hands.
I know, I'm not. Jeepers. Why won't it work now?
Do you know something?
Yeah.
Somebody would have had a number of pills by the time they're going to find out what the answer to this is with
so
you working
I have
this.
Enough, judging by my own regularity, I have enough to last me for the next 80 days.
80 days?
80 days. 80.
Around the jacks with in 80
Around
days.
Around the jacks in 80
with
days.
With PJ Gallagher. Yeah. Fabulous.
Do you know how many is in your house?
Oh my God, I don't know.
You don't know?
I'll find out though. Find out because Yvonne's working from home at the moment. So I'll text her and say, yeah, this is going to be the weirdest text she's ever gotten from me. It's 7:15 in the morning. Come here. How many toilet rolls do we have?
And if there's anyone, she's going to think you're going on the mad one. If there's anyone else out there that would like me to do their bottom arithmetic, I'm quite happy to do it for them.
Yes, bottom calculations, free here with PJ and Jim.
Absolutely, no problem. I'm all over this.
Yeah, Cher on the Shoop Shoop song. It's in his case. Here at Classic Hits. 17 and a half minutes past 7. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Welcome along if you're just joining us. Thursday, of course, or Friday's Eve. Well, we used to look forward to calling it Friday's Eve. It meant that weekends were close and your time off and your all that. And
I'm still looking forward to the weekend.
Now it's all just blended into one. It's all kind of weird. But anyway, listen, hopefully you're in half decent form. Almost 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Couple of things, PJ. Matzo and Mead has been on just to say to me, Jim, this exercise has just proven that PJ really is PJ the Pooh.
PJ the Pooh. Oh,
from yesterday.
Yeah,
we established your style is, yeah. is Winnie the Pooh-esque. Wears a t-shirt and nothing else.
Well, hold on now. Not outside. Like, not walking around.
And now this.
Not walking up Grafton Street or anything.
I am actually working with PJ the Pooh.
Yeah, you are.
This is amazing.
Which puts you once
and
again.
And at Christmas time, you'll be PJ the Christmas Pooh.
Dear, oh dear.
This is just going to be so good.
Let's not forget that makes you Eeyore, the depressed donkey.
Well,
that
is true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't quite say depressed. I just said a bit anxious and a bit overthinking.
The depressed donkey. Yeah, you know what I mean. Oh, what's the point?
Yeah, Eeyore, the neurotic donkey. Listen, the other thing that's come in a lot is people are saying that we're miscalculating on behalf of the ladies.
Oh,
apparently the ladies have extra requirements in the toilet roll department.
Like what?
Because as well, look, I'm just gonna use the phrase that one lady sent in to say, "Girls don't shake, so we need a lot more." They are the words of the texter, not my words.
Well,
right?
You know something? Learn the twist. Until this is over.
And also, I haven't had a response yet to my request to see how many toilet rolls we have. I'd say if she saw that, she went...
She's not saying,
what,
yeah. She's saying,
what is he talking
what
about?
Is he telling the world about our toilet? No, she's thinking. I'm not telling them anything.
Anyway.
I never thought about the girls don't shake process. I never thought about that, actually.
Apparently so, yeah. A number of people have pointed out that we're not making an appropriate calculation.
Oh yeah, well in fairness, I'd say even if you were to knock 10 days off, if you were to take like, you know, okay, let's say 10
to be honest days. With you, should we leave that alone now, should we?
Do you know something? Let's just say we all have enough and leave it there. You're dead right. I was going to go into it again.
No.
I'm no Einstein of the Jacks. Let's leave it there.
Yeah, stonking tune from the Communards. Don't leave me this way. Here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thursday, 26th of March. Friday's Eve. Almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Very special request. Karen has been on, right? Say, morning. Could you wish my husband, Dunica, a safe trip back to Israel working with the UN?
Good Lord. Yeah, absolutely. Safe travels, mister.
Yeah. Last fry had... God, they see that.
Oh, that's a hard
that's
one.
That's a significant moment.
You're
going
to miss that, fella.
That's a heartbreaker. Last fry had, and on the road to the airport. Miss him already, says Karen. So, Dunica, safe trip to you. Back to Israel working with the UN. My God.
Yeah, safe travels.
Also,
a huge shout out to Orla Gannon, big fan of the show. She's probably out wandering with her dog at this very moment with her headphones in. So, hello, Orla. Thanks very much for accosting our Andy Bad News yesterday, letting them know your feelings about the show.
Oh,
we're
really?
Delighted, yeah.
Were they not good?
They were all positive, actually.
Oh, were they?
Yeah,
oh,
delighted,
right.
Yeah. And talking about dogs, you may have seen, we ever needed any more proof that dogs are too good for us in the world. There's another story today about this fella in Mexico. Have you seen this? He was sitting at home, dying for a packet of Cheetos.
Right.
Only 3 days into his quarantine. Didn't know how to handle it. Thought he got all the essentials and left out all the luxuries. And he lived across the road from the shop. He's not allowed out in Mexico. He's like, what'll I do? And he goes, I think I have it. He has a little Chihuahua dog. He didn't eat the dog. You mind your manners. Unbelievable. Of course he didn't eat the dog.
Chihuahua. That sounds a little bit like Cheetos. I'll eat it.
Imagine. Anyone out there that's thinking of eating their dog, you better answer to me first. So he made a little note and he put it under the dog's collar, put the money in, and on the note he wrote in Spanish, but the translation is, hello, Mr. Shopkeeper. Please sell my dog some Cheetos. The orange ones, not the red ones. The red ones are too hot, he said. That's on the note. And then he goes, she has $20 attached to her collar, but there is a warning. If you don't treat her right, she'll bite. I am your neighbour. That's what he said. And he sent, and there's a video of him sending the little dog out. Now, in fairness, the dog, obviously, not quite sure why it's so quiet. He's a little bit nervous walking across the road.
Right.
But he makes
but he
it.
But he knew how to get to the shop or whatever.
But he makes it to the shop.
And he stood there until the
shopkeeper
took the note.
And there's a moment of waiting. Everybody's like waiting. They're filming the shop. What way is it going to go? And out comes the dog.
Who did the filming, by the way?
Your man, he's across the road.
Oh, right, okay.
He's
it's from his house. Yeah,
he's not allowed out. And then out comes the dog. Big packet of orange Cheetos in his little mouth.
Hey!
Arriba! Arriba! He runs back into the gaff and it worked. It actually worked.
Brilliant.
So as if...
Rescue dog.
The ultimate rescue dog. They've trained dogs to do mountain rescue. See, they
just goes to show you
missing
don't,
persons dogs.
You don't
no
need
Mexico.
A big St. Bernard.
No.
A Chihuahua. Once you, providing your
Cheetos.
Your objective are only Cheetos. A Chihuahua can take care of business.
That's all
for you.
I need. A there Cheeto hound.
Look at that. Literally rescue dogs in a pandemic.
Ah, it's
bringing
fantastic.
People vital Cheetos. Vital corn snacks.
And apparently he's getting more confident. He's doing it every day now. He's running over and back. He knows the deal now.
Brilliant.
He's learned the whole thing. Learned very quick. So
there's a future in that. There's a future in that.
Now this reminds me because you know we were looking for something if I get the birthday challenge right.
Yeah,
at 6
yeah.
o'clock. Tara, of all people.
Okay.
And Tara, if it came down to loving dogs, probably would be one of the people who would eat the
wanted
chihuahua.
Between two
chips.
Buns.
And she came in and came up with a great one. If I get 3 birthdays right.
Yeah.
In the birthday chance on any morning, I get to take the dogs into work. How about that?
That's not a bad shout.
Yeah.
They're not concerned with COVID-19 or any of that sort of carry on, are they?
No, you know, there was supposedly a case of a dog catching it in Hong Kong.
Really?
But it's been proven wrong, yeah. So it doesn't happen, yeah.
Bizarre.
So there you go.
Yeah, so there you go. So that could be your incentive.
Damn right. I'm going to work on sending them around for Jaffa Cakes.
Well, yeah, actually, you know, if you can get them to do that and we can send them out for treats.
Definitely. We're right next to the shop here.
Yeah, we can send them in.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You're going to have to get them special collars, though, that carry coffee cups and various other bits and pieces.
Whatever, I'll get them to get something you hate. Turkish Delight.
Oh, for God's sake. Turkish
the best,
Delight.
The good gear, you know?
What would be the point of having a rescue dog if he's only going to bring you back Turkish Delight?
Because he'll only be rescuing me. You see, you're not thinking it's true.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The Hit Bit is worth €780 this morning. That's what we have for you. All for you if you can tell us what is this. Oh, what? €780, I said. €580.
I'd have let you get away with it.
Gone off on a mad one. €580. That's what it sounds like. And Tom is going to go first this morning. How are you, Tom?
Hi, how are things, lads?
Oh, good, Tom. What's your story today? What are you up to?
Just on the way to work.
Right, are you allowed to tell us what work is?
Yeah, I suppose I could. I work in cash and carry.
Cash and carry, right, good stuff. So you're keeping the supply lines moving, are you?
Yeah, it has to be done.
I'd say you're flat out, are you?
Yeah, it's up the walls, actually, yeah.
I can only imagine. Right, so £580, we'd love to give it to you, Tom. What do you think?
I reckon it's Yellow by Coldplay.
Oh, okay.
Yellow by Coldplay.
Well,
right,
for the first time this morning.
Absolutely, we're going live to Lord Lucan in his glass house. How are you, Lord Lucan?
Lord Lucan is fine and dandy, lads. And I tell you what, Tom, I wish this could be paradise for you, but it's not. Sorry.
That was rough.
Do you like that?
Rough.
It was rough, yeah. He's gone.
I'm not gone. You don't want me to respond to your abuse, do you?
Right, listen, Tom, take care of yourself. Thanks for having a go. Safe day at work. Lad.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Well, out of Tom.
Bye, good luck.
Now, on the other line, is another Tom. How are you, Tom?
Hey, how are you doing?
Not so bad at all. What part of the country are you in, Tom?
I'm in Cork.
How's things there this morning?
Oh, grand quiet again.
Yeah, what are you up to today? Have you any plans?
Just heading into work there now.
You're not working with the other Tom in the cash and carry by any chance?
No, I actually thought that you were talking to me. I was talking away in the area.
Oh, where are you? Sorry.
We should have. Yeah, you're going to have to start using people's surnames, PJ, for God's sake.
Sorry, this is Tom McSweeney. We have a minute there. What do you think, Tom? Give us a go.
Is it Hall & Oates You Make My Dreams Come True?
Oh, I love that song.
I'm not familiar with that song.
Oh, do you?
Give us a blast with it, PJ.
Won't you got a bat be hard to handle? with like a flame without a candle.
And that became a hit, did it?
Oh my God, it's a great song. Great song.
Yeah, I was just saying, Tom, the way PJ sang it, I just was a bit surprised it became a hit.
Mr. Oates himself.
Sang it better than I ever could, anyway.
Magic Mike, Hall and Oates, what do you reckon?
All right, Jim, this will actually give you a hand because, Tom, I wish I could make your dreams come true. No, no.
No bother.
Tom, look what you've done. You've got the pair of them singing it.
Yeah.
Literally, you've got Hall and Oates on the radio here, for God's sake. Anyway, have a happy day, Tom. Take care of yourself.
Cheers.
See you later, boss.
Bye-bye. And officially, there it is. Poor old Tom was wrong with... Do you guys want to do a little duet there, maybe, just to sing us out, like, you know?
PJ. Yes? Sorry,
one,
I started without him. I don't know what bit he wants to sing.
All right, let's leave.
Well done, guys. You did yourself proud there.
Us up to fail, Mr. McCabe.
Huey Lewis and the News, The Power of Love, here at Classic Hits. It's 9:30 PM on this Thursday or Friday's Eve. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Welcome along if you're just joining us. And if you're working from home or whatever today, one of the things that seems to come in a lot on our WhatsApp, right, is the fact that the combination of working from home and having kids at home... It's not the easiest combination.
Not the easiest,
It doesn't exactly go together like bacon and eggs, to be fair. But
it is kind of funny watching all the teachers.
Brilliant photograph in from somebody. I'll just see if I can get a name from this just to give them a shout out. It comes in from Brendan Kelleher. And it's this great photograph of Brendan's other half, I think, working away at home on her computer and whatever. And the kid is gaffer taped to the floor. Do not do that
don't
to your
be
children.
Doing that,
that is wrong. Down with that sort of thing.
But maybe
do not gaffer tape your children to the floor.
But maybe
that is wrong.
Pick up the phone, call their teacher, and say, "How did you do it?
Exactly.
How did you cope with this little nutcase?"
But you found some positivity, did you?
Well, yeah. There's been. I know it's like we're in times that we wish we weren't in. There's no doubt about it. But there's now a growing movement of people who are realizing that for them, at least, working from home is a really positive thing. And it looks like if a certain amount of people can do that now and keep doing it after the crisis, it's kind of better for all of us,
right,
in a way.
This is the whole work-life balance thing and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. And, of course, simple things like the less people that go onto the road to go to work, the more room there is for people actually have to go to work, who have no choice, who can't work remotely, you know, like yourself and myself here.
Exactly.
We come in to be separated in different rooms. This is a mad setup altogether. This is a very unique setup we're in.
It is, really, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because, obviously people listening... You know, we're chatting away, everything seems normal, but like you're literally in a different room.
We both have to come here so you can be there and I can be here.
And like even there, I have to, on the way by, I shout into PJ, "That coffee's in the kitchen if you want it."
No, what
All
he said.
Right, thanks.
Sorry, what he said was Mike's coffee that we're going through without telling him is in there. Yeah.
Look, it was a last minute thing. Mike, if you're listening, it was a last minute thing. I didn't have time to run into the spa, so yours was on your desk. Right, he's not listening.
Upset. He's, because he buys all the fancy stuff.
Yeah.
So here's some of the benefits that a lot of people are getting. A lot of people get more sleep than they ever got before because they don't have to get up that bit earlier. They don't have to, have all the getting ready for the commute and all that crack.
I don't know what's going on at the moment. I'm sleeping better than I ever have.
Yeah, because you've nothing to... You're not allowed to be at yourself.
What?
Oh, hold on. That's not what I meant
to sound like. Excuse me. Do you want to rephrase that?
Yeah, what I meant?
I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
So basically people can get up, have a bit of breakfast, and it's a healthy breakfast because they're making it themselves rather than grabbing something on the run or whatever.
Right.
So food is better, diet is better. You get straight into your job, so there's no commute that I mentioned earlier. Like I said, the sleep is better, the health is better, the food is better. More productive and focused then in work because you don't have any distraction. Well, unless you've got three kids on.
Yeah.
But you don't have the same level of distraction. There's not crowds of people around or you're not like waiting on photocopiers or whatever it is. You don't have people coming up and going, "We need to have a meeting about the meeting that we were planning to have about the announcements, which will be an announcement later on." Yeah. You can get a call.
Or those people who just, because they don't particularly have a lot of work to be doing, they come over and sit themselves down beside you on your desk.
So come here then.
Sit out the weekend, did you?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm on, so no. Yeah, we're.
Did you see the fella there? And he has a duck he's trying to teach a French. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. See, yeah. At least you don't have them.
No, yeah, so all of that is gone as well. And that means you don't feel as drained in the evenings. And when you're not as drained in the evenings, you can work out, you can do home workouts, you can do them before you go to work, a lot of people are doing as well. And they're saving fortunes on petrol pumps and tolls. So,
yeah,
so
people
there's
are
that as well.
Cool.
So all these
now, I mean,
people,
the one small proviso is, okay, we mentioned kids who are at home at the moment. Obviously, under normal circumstances, they'd be at school, so that'd be out of the way. But the other thing as well is, you know, depends a little bit on where you live.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, actually, Yvonne was telling me yesterday that there was a girl she works with or whatever, and she lives in quite a small apartment. She's going
right
out of her mind working from home.
Yeah, you see, this is it as well,
you know,
isn't
because
it,
she
yeah
literally... literally, she's got one room downstairs or whatever, and you know what I mean? That's,
yeah,
that's pretty much it.
See, that you see, that this is, it just shows
doesn't have a lot to work with. You know what I mean? There's not many places to go.
I know. See, everyone's circumstances are slightly different. Yeah. And obviously, you have to be, like, not everybody works remotely or uses a computer like that to work or can do.
True, yeah.
Like, if you're a marine biologist working from home, you're, yeah, you know.
Unless you've got an amazing pond.
Oh, yeah, or else you're running, you're leaving your bath and you're not changing the water dramatically, which isn't advised
yeah
in these days. So there's, yeah, so, but for a lot of, for a high percentage of people out there, if they can keep
so you're
doing
saying
it,
a lot of people who are, this has been an amazing learning curve, they actually might consider remote working on a permanent basis.
Yeah, and as we all knew, the more people that stay at home, the better it is for those of us that have to go out.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
well, why don't somebody think of us, eh?
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm always trying to think of myself, Jim.
Well, it's working so far. What happens though, like, will we, when this crisis is over, will you remain in that room?
I think it's probably better for the two of us, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I think it's a good idea.
Oh, you like it.
The only thing is we should pull... We need a blind.
No, no,
a blind,
okay, I'm changing my mind. No, I'm coming in. You're getting a kiss on the face every morning.
Take that and Lulu, relight my fire. Here are Classic Hits, 19 minutes past 8 on this Thursday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. What do you think of Mike's coffee?
I haven't had it yet.
Have
I'm
not
going
to
go and get it now. Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to speak to him about it.
Oh, really? Is it not? It's a bit too...
I don't know. It's up to a
bit too flash, is it?
I don't know. Mike, are you there? Just wondering if Lord Lucan's in his glass house there. Mike,
yes, I am here.
I think we'll have to get you to change your coffee for when the times come that we have to steal it.
Excuse me. That is very good coffee. I believe that is an Aldi coffee, am I right?
I don't know.
Our one ran out, so we just took it off your desk.
Is it a green? Is it a black and green packet?
Yes.
That is a beautiful coffee. And it means you don't appreciate good coffee if you don't
like
that.
Well, that's
coffee.
True. Maybe I might have used too much, maybe.
Well, I just want you to know that
are you supposed to eat it with a spoon?
yeah, actually, Jim, yeah, you're supposed, I should tell you where to put it, but anyway, I won't.
But just so you know,
but
like,
you can have it. You can have it, lads. Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks.
I think, hindsight's a wonderful
there's
thing.
There's no doubt about that.
as he's about to slurp another sip of it.
It's the other stuff in your drawer that I found useless, unfortunately. But I'll keep going through your things anyway and see what I can find.
Yeah, it's the only thing we have to occupy ourselves.
There's a packet of peanuts and raisins in that drawer. Don't eat them.
Well, why are they gone off?
They're there since 2016.
Oh, I'll be having them.
Yeah. Remember, is our Easter egg gone?
Yeah.
Did we finish off the last Easter egg? Remember
there
was an Easter egg in the drawer we found?
No, we did. We finished it off because I think it was going to go out of date, wasn't
How
it?
How did we end up with that when Easter hasn't even happened yet? It's hardly from last Easter, was it?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Was it?
Lads, I need to tell you something.
What?
If you run out, if you get stuck in there isolating, there's some Lindt chocolate under the sink.
Under the sink?
Is there now?
Yeah, it was stashed there before all this crisis happened. I'm just letting you boys know. Nobody else should know that.
Who puts chocolate under the sink?
Who cares, Jim? Who cares?
It doesn't matter. This is a need-to-know basis. I'm just letting you lads know, should you need some emergency chocolate, it's there.
You're going to have to investigate that, PJ.
Yeah, I'll leave you to it, right? You two keep talking then.
Right, it's a voyage of discovery, this is. Brilliant stuff. Magic Mike, of course, Lord Lucan, as we've rechristened him because he's in his glass house out in Lucan somewhere. But we were going to make it a feature on the show. We were going to have a literally a sort of who can find Lord Lucan competition.
Yeah, but we worried a bit for safety then.
Yeah, exactly.
People
yeah.
calling up and like, demanding ugly mugs, ransacking the place to get their hands on them.
Correct. Actually, look there, that explains it. Somebody's just texted in. Who's this again? This is Derek and Swords. That was it. He gave us Easter eggs for Christmas. That's how they were here.
Oh, I thought you meant the Bailey's ones. Do you remember we had them for months and months and months and months?
Oh, right.
Do you remember them?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was talking about. That was the one that was stashed in my drawer for a while.
Oh, yeah, no, that we ate that because it was going to go off within 2 weeks or something, yeah. that one was from ages ago. If we got other ones at Christmas,
and find some more then?
The cream egg ones he gave us in the airport.
Derek brought it.
Oh, no,
fair
yeah.
Fair play to you, Derek. Decent man, just to say.
Sure, I didn't get home without eating that.
You know, just to say, you can still deliver those, you know. Just saying. Even with these current restrictions and protocols in place.
Just leave them on the couch in the reception and leg it.
Ring the bell, leave, we'll go out, take them in, all good.
No problem, we're glad to eat everything. And if you can find Mike's gaff and take out and off, and we'll eat that as well.
Five and keep on moving here at Classic Hits. Almost 23 minutes to 9 o'clock, breakfast table quiz on the way. Any county that you want to represent other than Dublin, Galway or Meath who have played so far this week. 087-188-0008. If you can beat a score of 9, you can be top of the table in our All-Ireland Challenge on the Breakfast Table Quiz. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Let us know if you want to play now.
Ba-ba-bap.
Yes, indeed. It's time. Time to get you moving, actually. On moving was quite appropriate heading into this because one of the things about the current circumstances that we find ourselves in is this whole thing about how, you know, obviously people are allowing for exercise. You're supposed to go out and get your walk maybe or your little run or whatever it is that you do.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to avoid anything that's unnecessary. Naturally, places like gyms and all that are closed. So those who want to take their fitness a bit seriously, PJ, they need a bit of guidance from you.
Well, do you know something? There's all these different types of advice coming out now about how to do your workouts in the house and what can you use as weights and what can you do to keep some sort of rhythm in your day if you're used to exercise and all of that. And I've got to be honest with you. I mean, okay.
You don't look impressed from this distance.
Look, I get it, right. So they're saying, like, if you don't have, say, you know, a kettlebell.
Yeah.
You can get a sort of a sack and throw a few bags of flour into it. And that'll make it heavy, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have a sort of, you think you can swing that has a bit of weight in it.
Because you know backpacks, people have those haversack backpack
type
things.
Yeah.
Apparently you can put stuff in that.
You can.
And do your squats with that in your back.
You can. And then you know the way people use TRX straps and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're saying you can use a jacket. You just hold on to the sleeves of a jacket and you can pull yourself up now.
I hope, yeah.
Do you see? Oh,
it needs to be a well-made jacket.
It needs to be a very well-made jacket.
I checked the label on it.
I wouldn't go swinging out of your pennies jacket. You know, you'd want to a bit of a reinforced, maybe a motorcycle jacket or something like that.
And whatever your jacket's on, like if it's on a hook or if it's on a hanger.
See, this
just
is...
Just be careful with what, you know.
This is where I start to begin, you know, and there's like cans of beans and stuff. You can use them as sort of weights and stuff. Like if you put them into bags and everything.
Yeah.
And bottled water, you can use. And some people say, listen, if you're stuck in the house with the kids and you're wondering how to work out,
lift the kids.
Use your kids as weights, they're saying. So maybe stick one on your shoulders and do some squats or lie on your coffee table and do some bench pressing.
Picking your kid up by the belt.
By the belt,
doing
yeah.
Kind of, what are you doing? I've only got another 25 to do. Shut up.
I'm just saying, now, can you see where I'm going when I say there's quite a potential for disaster with a lot of these things?
Yeah, you need, health and safety
right.
would need to, you'd need to be a little bit on the cautious side.
I would be mortified now. In the case of a pandemic, right?
Yeah.
I would be absolutely mortified if I had to call an ambulance. And so it says, what happened? And it says, I had a tin of beans tied to me ankle. And I was doing burpees and it came off and it hit me man in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think all this is very well-intended advice. I know it is.
Yeah.
But if you're using me child as a barbell and we both fell
and
over.
He sneezed and I got a terrible fright.
I just think the health service could do without there's plenty of really good body weight workouts.
With nothing, body weight.
Well, you don't need weights. We can all get through a few weeks without swinging bags of flour and bags of onions. Yeah. Or you know, tying a scarf around the thing and smashing ourselves in the face with the rail off the cupboard.
All that had happened is you'd get all the mad panic buyers, you get all the mad hoarders out again. What are you doing with all those beans? It's not that. It's a workout. I need 24 cans of beans order to get to my normal weight for the dumbbells.
And what are you doing with all the jack roll? I'm making a yoga mat out of it. I'm lying to tell you the ground.
I figured if I wrapped enough of them around, it'd be like a TRX. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm going to wrap it around an old rug I found in the garage there about a month ago.
Yeah, you're right. This is fraught with danger,
it's
PJ.
It's fraught with danger. That's the only thing. I know the intentions are very good. I know that people are trying to look after themselves and all that. I'm just saying, be careful. The last thing the health service needs now is you decking yourself with a load of, like, swinging a bag of onions around the house or whatever it is. But definitely it's great to get out and keep
fit. And there are, somebody just said there's a few great homemade workouts up on Instagram.
There's loads of them.
Of very reputable websites that deal with just body weight stuff.
Really, really good ones. And of course there's people who are lucky enough to have the appropriate gear and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And if you can get some of the appropriate gear, so I know it's hard. Jeepers, wasn't I telling you here on the show how hard it was? Yeah. I got two dumbbells I didn't even want. I went in for a kettlebell and I came out with a couple of dumbbells and I haven't even picked them up since. Today is the day though, Jim.
You're going to make a return.
Today is the day. I've brought my gym bag and all in. I'm going to get changed here before I leave today.
Right.
I'm going to get into my shorts and all that and head straight into it.
Make sure, be careful now.
On the way home, I'm going to stop in a field. I'm going to do have a bit of hijinks with appropriate gear. And then I'm going to go home for the day and have the shower. That's the plan anyway.
That's the plan. Sounds like a good one.
I'm going to fill you. I can't wait to fill you in. And wait to see now, I'll tell you. Well, I had a bit of an accident. I was using the big dog.
I was in a field, right? But I didn't know there was a bull in it.
Yeah. I was trying to use me big dog as a barbell for a squat. And you seen a cat and twisted me neck.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. CKES.ie.
So this week, as you know, we've created the All-Ireland Championship on the Breakfast Table Quiz. It's county v county. That's what it's all about. Whatever county can come out with the top score will be crowned our All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz Champions. Breakfast, there was a few quid in it.
Breakfast Table Quids, yeah.
That'll be good. But anyway, so far we've had Dublin, Galway and Meath compete. Meath are on top with a score of 9, top of the table. Galway, to be fair, did get 9.
They did, yeah. But
unfortunately, Meath got it first.
You got to pass out. No draws count. So Eamon Butler, he's in Dublin, but he's a Kilkenny man representing the proud Cats, the county of the Cats. Would you even ever say that, Eamon? What am I talking about? How are you getting on, Eamon?
Not the bad here than yourself.
I'm all right, you know yourself. What's the story with you today? What are you up to?
Oh, it's very controversial. Working on a construction site, you PJ.
Oh, I tell you, yeah.
Don't mention the war. Eamon.
It's a hot topic these days, all right, isn't it?
It is. But surely, if you're keeping safe, you'll be grand.
Yeah, I suppose. Listen, Eamon, so what's the story with you? Do you commute from Kilkenny to get to your site, or are you kind of based in Dublin nowadays, or what?
No, commuting.
Still commute, my God, that's it. How long does it take you to spin up?
I'm on the north side of Kilkenny, so I'll be only maybe 50 minutes. I'm not actually in Dublin, I'm in Racoole, so it's not too bad.
Oh, right. Very good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So it's probably only taking you about 15 minutes nowadays.
Yeah. Considering you're the only one on the road.
Yeah. Exactly. It takes him 50 minutes, but he cycles.
I'm going to reverse just to keep the time down.
Right, listen, Eamon, the very best of luck with this, right? If you want to put Kilkenny top of the table, you're going to need to get a score of 10. So you ready to go?
Well, I'll do my best. I was all right before you rang me.
They're always honest.
Very best of luck, Eamon. Here we go.
In the Far East, what eating implements are generally used instead of knives and forks?
Chopsticks.
In Australia, the Blue Mountains are located closest to what city?
Melbourne.
It's Sydney. What is half of 110?
55.
Which species of bear is known as a grizzly? Is it the brown bear or the black bear?
Brown bear.
It's a black... Oh, yeah, it is. It's a catfish, a type of a fish or a cat.
Fish.
Which Australian champion swimmer is nicknamed the Torpedo?
It's
Ian Thorpe. In the nursery rhyme, who could all the king's horses and all the king's men not put back together again?
Humpty Dumpty.
In what type of restaurant might you find pilau rice and naan bread?
Indian.
The flag of what Scandinavian country is golden yellow cross on a blue background?
Sweden.
What is the capital city of South Korea?
Thailand.
It's Seoul. No, what nationality was Elvis Presley?
American.
What is the first name of the character played by Olivia Newton-John in Grease?
Sandy.
What, a Frisian is a type of what?
Cow.
It is a cow.
I tell you, talk about trying to beat the clock. Cow.
Cow, god damn it, man. A cow.
It's okay, Eamon, we heard you.
That's brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. Right, now, let's see. Did you manage to get enough? Oh, here we go. Will we make it to 10 and top the table? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yay!
Get it!
Good on you, boss. There you go. That's 50-minute cycle from Raccoon to Dublin.
It was worth it. I tell you, it worked wonders for the old grey cells. Hey, you're top of the table. Well done.
Like the All-Ireland, Kilkenny are always top of the table.
I tell you, Kilkenny being All-Ireland champions would not come as a surprise to anybody, would
I know,
it?
Yeah, to be fair. The Liam McCarthy ugly mug on its way to you soon, I'd say.
Right, well listen, Eamon, well done. Eamon Butler, top of the table now representing Kilkenny. That's what you're going to have to beat. Have a cracking day, Eamon. Stay safe, take care of yourself. Cheers, man.